Meet the Streaks tomorrow night. Galesburg High football team will show themselves off for you a week before the season opener. We'll also get to meet some of the other fall sports teams, and the Galesburg High School Athletic Booster Club will be there as well. Would you like to be a member? Would you like to help out? Well, you're going to find out how you can do that this morning. We're joined this morning by the president of the GHS Athletic Booster Club, Lance Ayton. Lance, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning. You know, this, and we talked about this with Mark Thomas when he was in, the Athletic Booster Club, it was, not that it wasn't ever necessary in the past, but it was a case where it was great to have, and you could do some things to help out teams when they needed it, maybe, you know, a charter bus for a game to Quincy or wherever, a long trip. But now it's to the point organizations like this are needed because of our budget situation in the state of Illinois. And, you know, a lot of times the first things to go when you don't have budget are extracurricular activities, or if you have extracurriculars, the need for equipment and uniforms and things like that. And that's something that the GHS Athletic Booster Club has really stepped up. You guys have done a lot of fundraising and really helped in that regard with many of the sports teams out at Galesburg High.
That's exactly right. Years ago, it used to be that the athletic department provided the needs and the booster club provided the wants. But for the last 7 years, we've had to step in as a club and kind of plug holes with the state's budget. Last 7 years, the booster club has donated $15,000 just to the athletic department for the supplies budget. You know, and their supplies budget at running at about $21,000. So that we used to carry six-figure budgets every year, or six-figure balances every year. Now we pretty much give most of what we have away. In addition to, you know, that contribution to the athletic department, we are still providing those wants for our teams, and we support all teams. So baseball, we donate. We bought a pitching machine. We helped out with some swimming blocks for the swimming team, volleyball nets, things like that.
You know, I know this is, it's near and dear to your heart, because not only do you have a young man who's playing sports at Galesburg High School, you also were an athlete at Galesburg High. And if I'm thinking right, you were on the last state championship team at Galesburg High. Is that right?
I was.
That's why I thought the 1988 baseball team, the last state championship team. Of course, we've had some other teams that have gotten there, just haven't won it. So it was great success over the years. So, again, yeah, this is really near and dear to your heart.
Mm-hmm. It truly is. And now I have two athletes at the high school.
The out there too now. Okay.
Youngest son Grant is going to be a freshman, and he'll be out there quarterback tomorrow night, and he also does baseball and basketball as
well.
We
got Grant and Connor out there. Man,
yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's, and, you know, and especially watching them play football, it's more fun to watch them than being out there yourself and getting hit.
Absolutely.
I found that. I played football in seventh grade. I'm like, that was enough for me. I had fun watching my son play, though. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm glad that's you and not me out there. But well, anyway, so tomorrow night you'll be out. You'll have the tent set up at Meet the Streaks. And I guess kind of pushing membership a little bit. Is that right?
Absolutely. In the years past, we've had over 400 members. We've seen those numbers decline, as a lot of volunteer organizations have. We're down to, you know, in the 80s. And what we decided, well, we want to, you know, that's one of our fundraising, that, you know, membership dues. So, you know, bringing back the tailgate. Free tailgate, I remember used to, you know, going to that, and at Meet the Streaks. And so that's what we're doing. We're going to set up. It's from 5:30 to 7:30. With a paid membership, you know, all family members are welcome to come. We just want to come and share with us. And you know, memberships start as little as $25.
Yeah, and that's great, because it doesn't cost a lot to become a member, but every little bit you get helps.
Absolutely.
So what time will you get started tomorrow?
5:30 tomorrow 5:30. Night, yeah.
Okay, so at Meet the Streaks. And if somebody can't be there but is interested in joining or helping out, how would they go about that?
You know, they can contact the athletic department, any booster club members, myself, and we're happy to go out of our way to get you the membership form that you can sign up.
Talk about some of the other fundraising events that you guys do. I know we'll get you on closer to the big ones, but what else do you have going on?
Sure. Well, we just came off a very successful golf outing that we have every year, first Monday in August. I was at Tswangitaha and had 24 teams, a lot of wonderful sponsors that have helped us out, and that's certainly something we came off on. The other major fundraiser that we do, we have the what we call the Big Raffle. And for years we've had it at Buffalo Wild Wings, and this year we've decided to change things up. We're going to have actually in March 9th, it's going to be at the KC Hall, and we've hired Jam Sandwich to perform. So it's going to be more of a, you know, more of a social gathering, party, dance, what have you, and a chance to win $5,000.
And anytime you can get Steve Davis on your stage, man, it's a win-win, right?
That's right.
So that'll be coming up in March, right? Okay. So,
right. Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk more about that when that draws near as well. Lance Ayton joining us. He's the president of the Galesburg High School Athletic Boosters Club. And, yeah, it's amazing all you guys do. And like you said, you in the past you provided once for teams. There was maybe, yeah, they had their uniforms and they had whatever equipment they want. It's like, hey, we'd like this whatever, baseball, pitching machine, or basketball, mm-hmm. rebounding machine, whatever. But now it's you're helping out with things like uniforms and things like that even.
Right. It was, you know, years ago they built the weight room, you know, made it larger projects, and now it's become more of those, you know, items that are, you know, not cheap but inexpensive, you know, pitching machine, things like that. But we're hoping with, you know, increase in membership and continuing with our fundraising efforts, you know, some good things happening. Maybe we're going to be able to lessen the amount that we're going to help out with the athletic department's budgetary items, that we may be able to get back more to the larger items.
And it's not, you know, there's some things, there's sometimes specific things that you'll donate the money for those wants and needs, but also sometimes is it sometimes up to the athletic department that you'll give money and it'll kind of get divided up for different programs? Because not everybody think, well, oh gosh, it's just going to baseball, or it's just going to football, just going to basketball. That's not the case.
Right. We're the, you know, only organization that supports all sports. Yeah. So, you know, a coach can come to us, make a request. We talk about it at the board level, and then we go to our meeting. We meet the first Wednesday of every month, 6:30 p.m. at the High School Learning Center. This is my second year as president, and the longest meeting that we've ran is 50 minutes.
Oh, there
so
you go.
we get people in and out. We understand people are busy, and you know, if people how they can, you know, all they can help is a check, we certainly appreciate that. But we also welcome all of our members to attend our meeting and see what we're about.
Well, yeah, the more you have, the more people can be out there recruiting others as well to kind of help
That's
out.
Right.
And if you're a parent of a GHS athlete, I mean, there's way more parents than, what'd you say, 80 members now? There's way more parents out there than that of GHS athletes, that's for sure. But even if you're not a parent, just if you've been a parent or just a supporter of Galesburg Athletics, here's a great way you can help out.
You know, Galesburg has a huge following of longtime sports fans that do come out. We get thousands of people at our football games. You know, they support our basketball, baseball, you know, all sports. And, you know, we're just trying to get the word out of this organization that's trying to help put the best product out there that we can. And, you know, and coaches are, you know, they need to do their own fundraising as well. That's just the nature of where we're at. And I get that. But this is a way that we can, you know, support, you know, all sports, you know, up and down the lineup.
Well, and that's the thing, as you mentioned, that the teams, every athlete out there is at some home bringing home some kind of form that, hey, here's an order form for this or that or the other, and or they're bagging groceries or whatever. There's so many different fundraisers that go on, and that they're doing stuff for themselves as well.
Right, and that's totally the case. What my plea to the football parents when I talked at the meeting was, hey, everybody's going to have to eat dinner Friday night. Why don't you come out and $25, and if you got 10 kids, bring them all. We'll feed them.
There you go. Lance Ayton, president of the Galesburg High School Athletic Booster Club, joining us here this morning. Again, meet the Streaks tomorrow night. Of course, you'll meet the football teams and cheerleaders, and I believe the other fall sports as well. Usually they have them out
there.
They're
introduced, that's right.
Yeah, you have the golf team and cross country, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure who is. Volleyball will have their own Meet the Streak, so they won't be out there. Mm-hmm. But again, that'll be tomorrow out at Van Dyke Field. And again, your chance to get yourself a free meal and join the Booster Club and help out. Anything else, Lance, that we need to know about the GHS Athletic Booster Club?
I sure appreciate the time coming on. The more we can spread the word, I think the bigger our organization will grow. Again, we're looking to get back to kind of where we were. Again, budgets that allow us to do the things that our athletes deserve, and right now we're just kind of in a maintenance program. So.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, you know, everybody wants to have a great product out there on the field or the court, whatever the case may be. Well, to do that, they have to have the equipment and all the things necessary to help with practice and training and all that, and that's a big part of what the boosters do.
That's right. Thank you.
Lance, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.